Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kawula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wake up, Hollywood. Welcome.
Dude, kill that rooster.
Kill that rooster. I'm Eddie Pence.
I'm Nikki Kawula.
He hits every single letter.
You know, the funny thing is I sent the guy an email. I'm like, okay, I know this is a complicated name. So I spelled it out phonetically, like Kawula. And he did it.
He does it.
Kawula.
Mystery man, thank you for the
Eddie
music.
Pence. Nikki Kawula.
You're listening to... You don't have a radio voice, do you?
I don't.
That was it?
Nikki Kawula. That's my radio.
Can you do that voice for the entire show?
No.
That would be awesome.
That would be
awesome. How was your week, Eddie Pence?
God damn it! Friggin' hot. That's how my weekend was.
Dude, you must have been burning up in your apartment.
Friggin' Africa hot.
Did you have AC?
Yeah, we have AC. Yeah, but like, if you want to go anywhere or do anything, it's 106 degrees outside.
You know what? I did a gig on Saturday in Orange County. It was 3 hours in the sun.
Ooh.
I had an umbrella.
Ooh.
But man, it was... I knew it was hot. If it's 95 in Orange County, it's like 150 in the valley.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I know, I don't, as long as I've lived here, I do not recall it being 106 degrees in
September. You kind of sound like a valley. You're like, oh my God.
It's so hot out here. It's so hot in the valley.
You're becoming delirious.
It's 106.
How hot was it in your apartment?
It's 10.6 in the valley. What?
How hot was it at your house?
Over in Hollywood, it was what? Yeah. It was...
it had to be hot.
It's like 98. 100, something like that. But then you come over the valley, it's like it was like 106 today.
Yeah, I heard it was 108 over the weekend. So is your kid's school getting canceled or anything?
No. They got the air working.
They're like, well, we can.
There's been some, in West Hollywood, there's been a lot of transformers that have blown up.
Really?
I guess because everybody's running their air condition so much.
I heard they're like changing recess, like all the recess and PEs in the morning.
My kid Colton, hasn't gone out for recess last couple days. Well, not over the weekend, but like today and yesterday, he didn't go outside.
That global warming, it's working. It's working its magic.
Yeah.
Yikes. How was your week?
It's all right. I'm going to be in New York on Thursday.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm doing TV spot on a...
That's awesome.
A show I don't want to do it now. On a show called Gotham Live on Access TV.
Wait, was that the thing that you just auditioned for?
No, I just auditioned for Last Comic Standing.
Okay,
yesterday.
What's this then? Tell us what this is about.
This is it's on Access TV. It's Mark Cuban's network.
Okay.
It's on DirecTV channel 340, Dish Network channel 362, and Verizon channel 569.
Whoa, what about AT&T UVerse?
I don't think it's on UVerse.
That's bullshit.
It's on UVerse. It's not on Time Warner.
I've got 900 channels. It's got to be on one of them.
It's not.
What?
It's on Access TV. It's a special channel that Mark Cuban, I guess he only has a deal with a couple net dishes.
So
it's
a satellite. A couple dishes.
I think it's going to be a dish thing.
What, is he a chef now?
It's a dish thing.
So wait, so are you going to post it on Facebook?
I'm sure I'll post the link. Why not? I'm flying all the way to New York to shoot it. I might as well post
the link. That's going to be awesome. How many days are you in New York for?
Literally 36 hours.
So what are you going to do in New York while you're
Nothing.
There?
I'm literally flying. I land Thursday morning. We tape it. I have to be at the club at 7 for a 10 o'clock taping, and then I fly out 6 a.m. Friday. I'm literally not staying in L.A.
So you're not, you mean New York?
What's that?
You're not going to go to a museum,
I don't
show,
time. I literally...
A good restaurant, and maybe a piece of pizza you can sneak
in. I might get a piece of pizza.
You got to get a piece of pizza in New York. I mean, New York has the best pizza.
I'm not going to be there for any... I'm going to be there literally for 12 hours.
Yeah, but there's some fun shit to do in New York, even though you're only there for 12 hours. You can't just be in your hotel room the whole time.
I land at 9 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
By the time I get to my hotel room, it's going to be 11.
Okay.
I have to be at the comedy club by 7.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. That's 8 hours in between.
What? Of 8 hours of me not sleeping the night before, having to get ready to do a set on television. I'm not going to go out.
So you're going to go home and sleep?
Yeah. I've been to New York before.
Okay.
I'm not missing anything.
New York's a fun place. Yeah. I'm going to be there in October. So I'll do all the things that you're not going to do.
I live in L.A. for a reason, because I don't want to live in New York.
Well, New York's pretty dope, but this time of the year, New York is nice. It's going to be a little bit swampy, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of hot.
I feel like a rat in a maze when I'm in New York.
Really?
Yeah. All those buildings around you.
You're just like, oh, concrete jungle.
Yeah, don't like it.
You're like, nope, get me out of here. Yeah. That's it.
No, thanks.
I had a pretty gnarly week last week, and I'm still recovering, to be honest. I did 2 producing sessions. I had writing sessions all week. I did a solo gig, and then I drove immediately from the solo gig, which was in Orange County, 5 hours north to San Luis Obispo to play this big festival.
Ugh.
It was like a lot of music in 1 week. I barely had time to breathe. That's what it felt like. It was actually one of the most exciting and hectic weeks at the same time, but it was awesome. Like, they put us up in this amazing hotel that was like right on the beach. You could see the water from our rooms. And, you know, we were in the band 9 years ago. Was probably around the last time we played around San Luis Obispo. We were in a Motel 6, and we were playing this small, shitty club that had, like, this tiny stage that we could barely fit on. So it felt good. It was like, okay, we're making progress. It may not be, you know, we're not playing Staples Center yet, but we're headed in that direction slowly but surely. But it was a little bit gnarly. It was a lot of music in 1 week. So yesterday, all I did was just nap. Man, it's like when I do a lot of gigs like that and I have a day off, my body just goes, oh, we got nothing to do. We're just going to sleep. Nothing but sleep. I tried catching up on football games. I was napping through those. It's like just it was one big nap. Yesterday
USC lost, didn't it?
Dude, rub it in. Mm-hmm. Rub it in. Mm-hmm. You know, I've watched that was those were some of the games I was catching up on, and that was the one that I was like, I can sleep through this. We lost to Boston College. Stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah, stupid. Did your Redskins play?
Yeah, they won. 41-10.
Are they undefeated now?
No, they're 1-1.
Oh, so out of 2 games, they pretty much suck.
No, they got the same record.
Dude, that's a 50%. That's like an F.
There's only, I think every team in the league is 1-1. There's only like 4 teams that are 2-0.
Okay, well, we'll see how it plays out.
What are you talking? You can't. It's the second week of the season.
He's a little sensitive, I know. You Redskin fans. Wait, they're not Redskin fans. Are they still going to be called the Redskins forever?
We're Redskins forever.
Forever?
Hail to the Redskins forever.
It's not going to be called like the Chiefs? No, Kansas City's got that
Redskins.
Name. It'll be like the
Redskins.
The Warriors.
Stop getting faux offended at the name.
The you know, what is it called? The Washington Teepees. I think that would be a good name.
The Teepees?
Yeah.
That is a good name.
It is, right? It's PC. There's nothing offensive
about
it.
Call USC the Condoms? Is that fine?
Maybe.
Because I'm offended by Trojans.
Are you?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you have a kid.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. You take that back. Yeah, USC lost this weekend. I was pretty bummed. I mean, we lost to a team we should not have lost to. Somehow we always fuck it up right in the beginning of the season or the middle of the season. And
Virginia Tech does the same thing to me.
Well, how do they do?
They lost to ECU.
What is that even? Is that a junior college?
It's like it's like a community college or something. I don't know. They shouldn't have lost to them.
That's below average. So they what are they, 1-2?
1-1.
Well, they've only played 2 games. There's been 3 games in the season.
No, they only played 2.
We had a bye last week. We have a bye this week. That's the worst, when you lose and then you have a bye. Then you just sit there like stewing in the fact that you just lost a game to nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
It's a shame. Mm. It's a shame, I tell you.
God damn it!
Yes, that's how I feel. I mean, I am passionate about sports. When my Lakers lose, my Trojans lose.
Your Lakers have been losing a lot.
Dude, my Lakers are hurting. I mean, it's. I don't know if we'll see a championship in the rest of this decade. I just don't see it.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
You guys got screwed with the Chris Paul thing a few years ago.
Yeah, dude. What was that all about?
It's been screwed up ever since.
Yeah. And you know what? We should have had Chris Paul on our team.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would have helped because we should have.
They also made a huge mistake when they got on this. Now this turned to a sports talk radio show.
Hey, that's okay. We're LA talk radio. It's not just music.
The bus is screwed up when they got Howard 2 years ago and didn't hire Phil Jackson and hired that moron from Cleveland.
Dude, he was terrible. Like, Mike Brown.
Someone with an ego like Howard, and then you have Kobe Bryant. You need someone like Phil Jackson to deal with all those people.
But I heard he didn't want to coach the Lakers.
No, he was flying to L.A. to sign the deal, And then they call him, like, no, we're going to hire this moron, Mike Brown.
Oh, I've read some interviews about that.
I don't.
It's tough. It's tough. Anyways, looks like our guest just walked in. Miss Felicia Andalong, how are you?
Hello, Nikki. I'm good. I'm good. I'm really happy. I'm so glad to be here. How are you?
We are good.
We're happy. Wonderful.
We're wonderful. We're wonderful.
You sound wonderful.
So, Eddie, this is one of my original Rockstar 101 students. So
this is the second Rockstar 101.
This is the second Rockstar 101, but, you know, Derek was in the second year class.
Oh, so this is the first original.
She was the original Rockstar 101 student.
She was an experiment.
She was the guinea pig.
Call me Frankenstein.
I see.
Did you get a good grade in that class?
I'm pretty sure it was just pass fail.
I'm pretty sure Nikhil just handed out A's to everybody.
I admitted last week I've never given anything lower than an A because all my students try, and if they try, they're gonna get an A from me. So I totally admitted.
Yeah, but you've had to have had some students that are like, ooh.
You know what? If I had any students that were like that and they improved and they worked, they actually were the ones that worked the hardest in a lot of ways. But Felicia has like oodles of talent and she worked hard. Look at her arm real quick. Show her.
Work.
Yes. I have a tattoo. Work tattoo for those of you who can't see.
It says work on her arm.
Wow.
And you know what? She got that. You got that like right around graduation, right?
I did.
And I remember that. I was like, because I used to always tell her our lessons, like, got to do the work.
So you forced her to get a tattoo?
So she got a tattoo on her arm. I was like, oh shit, did I do that? Oh. Felicia, tell us where you're from.
I am from the wonderful city of Victoria, BC, Canada.
Yeah.
Canada.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah, people make fun of me a lot for
no,
that.
No, I'm Canadian. I've told you this.
I were born in Canada. Jinx.
Right. Yeah, that's right. You owe me a Coke. Or some cocaine. No, I'm just kidding.
Cocaine.
So tell us what got you into music. Tell us what your youth was like or what got you into playing music or singing music in Canada.
Well, a lot of people ask me that, but it's really, really hard to pinpoint because I'm sure, like you, it's just been something that I do. Like, you go to school, you eat, you sleep, you do whatever you do, hang out with your friends, and then music's just always been a part of my life. But as far as what I got my start doing, I was always into musical theater, I was in choir, and I was in dance. So I was a little bit of a nerd growing up.
That's awesome. You were like Glee. You were, like, living the Glee life.
I was, but I was, like, the only Gleer at my school, so it was, like, a really lonely life. And then
you didn't have time for any of the mischief. You just had time for music and dance.
Wait, so you were the only one doing musical dance in your school? Like, you were just doing shows by yourself?
Not the only person, but, like, there none of my friends.
You weren't friends with any... Oh, you weren't friends with anyone in the shows?
They were like my show friends.
You can slap them. You can slap them if you want.
I'm curious. I'm curious, like, because when you perform with people, you build up a rapport sometimes, and sometimes you have friendships that way. Okay, never mind.
You want me to take them out?
I didn't get a choice in that.
I shoot. I don't even aim. I just shoot.
So stupid.
So you got into music in high school. You were doing dance. You were doing musical theater. You were doing chorus. What did you kind of lean towards, like, which one was kind of giving you the most at that time?
Well, actually, I was super, super into theater, but I was also independently doing hip-hop by the time I went to high school.
Wow.
So I was kind of torn because it doesn't really fit. You know, like, nowadays everything is so flexible and there's so much crossover between different mediums and genres, but... like, in the hip-hop community, people probably couldn't relate to me liking an artist like Lady Gaga or being into musicals. And none of my friends or anybody that I was in musical theater with really knew what I did outside performing, rapping, doing live shows. That's freestyling. Awesome.
How did you get into hip-hop?
My friend in my school, his name's Marco. His artist name is Gnostic. We connected and he decided to get me to sing a hook because he heard me sing at a talent show. So that was the first time I really got into songwriting. The first time I really tried to do it was for him.
You were like, I'm addicted.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I can do this. I sucked. I didn't know I sucked.
And
but
when did you say, wait, let me take a rap verse. Let me do this.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is really putting me on the spot. Let's see. Okay. This reflection's eternal phenomenon's universal, the common denominator, the ultimate reversal, opposite to the five that we identify with timeless bliss. The mind knows nothing of this.
Yeah, very nice. That was awesome.
Thank you.
That was vicious. I love that.
That was a huge throwback for me. It's not even Thursday.
Hey, I like that.
Throwback Tuesday.
That's right. Throw it way back. Eddie was moved. Eddie was moved to tears.
I moved.
So when did you start playing piano and getting into writing your own songs?
So I'm going to say about the time that I started being into hip-hop, rapping, and doing stuff, my friend Marco or Gnostic told me to write a hook for him, and then that's when I discovered songwriting, and that's when I really started to play the piano. Because I'd had lessons when I was younger, like as a child, but you know how it goes.
You start classical, and you hate it.
You hate it, and then you sit.
And you learn like the boogie-woogie, and you're like, this is not really that soulful. And the piano teacher's like, you got it, now we're doing some blues. And you're like, this ain't blues.
No, I didn't even get that far. I was still like on the method books.
Those suck.
I didn't really know what it was all about. And then,
but do you need that? I mean, you say it's good, and you hate it, but do you need that foundation or no?
You need kind of. I mean, it shows you how to use your fingers and like easier ways to do things on the piano.
Yeah, but do you need it?
Do you need it?
I needed it.
You did need it?
I think I needed it too, to be honest. Okay. I hate it.
I don't know. I'm just curious. Because everyone seems to bitch about, like,
because it's not the fun
that
stuff.
That part of learning music.
Because you learn, once you learn chords, you're like, oh my God, I can play songs. Once you learn songs, you're like, why did I ever need any of that other shit? But you probably couldn't do the other stuff without it.
But could you?
I don't know, Felicia.
No, because I've tutored people at my school, and I guess it's called LA College of Music now, formerly LAMA, who've never had any piano training. And it's like the way, like the finger muscles and stuff like that. Right. Like, it's really something you have to get used to and play. Okay. And now I'm teaching pianos at a school, teaching six-year-olds. So you have to school them, like, on their technique and stuff. And people are, like, awkward when they play the piano sometimes.
Yeah, it's also, like, it saves your muscles if you practice right. So it's just showing those kind of things.
I was just wondering, because everyone always bitches about...
It's like having a map. It's like having a map. It's like you don't need to have a map to find the treasure, but it helps. You know what I mean? It's like,
how else would you find the treasure if you didn't have a map?
Well, you could just
walk around aimlessly until
you
find treasure.
Have you seen those guys with the metal detectors on the beach? They're just searching. There's no map there. You know, I asked one of those guys. I'm like, so have you ever found anything? And he was like, yeah, I found this chalice, right? And I walked by and I was like, bullshit, that guy hasn't found anything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they find bottle caps and cufflinks.
He just wanted to make it sound like it was cool.
Chalice.
Anyways.
Chalice of Venice Beach.
Yeah, that's right.
The Coke can, the bedazzled Coke can.
So, you got into writing songs.
Yeah.
Who were some of your biggest influences when you were just like thinking, I want to play these songs and learn them?
I would say Erykah Badu and Lauryn Hill.
Good answers. Good answers.
Huge for me because I was really, really into hip hop and neo soul and R&B, all that kind of music. So they were like the innovators that really got me inspired.
So you were like, I want to do that. That's it.
Yeah, I was set. I was going to be MC, a hip hop artist and an R&B.
Did you have a rap name?
No.
Why not? Can we give you a Eddie? Give her a rap name right now.
You know her better than I do.
No, but you know what? It has to come like sporadically.
I don't.
Just hit me. Do it.
Just do it. Do it.
No, I'm overthinking it.
No, yeah.
I started thinking.
I know you. You had four names.
I started thinking about it now.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Give us your first one.
I don't know.
Just say one.
I can't.
Okay, I'm going to say MC Spud. That's going to be
what?
MC Spud. Spud. Like, that's a good name. Like
Little Potato?
No, but it's packed with a punch. Spuds are packed with a punch.
Why is Spud packed with a punch?
Because they're little they're and mighty. Little
a
and
Spud's
mighty.
A potato. How is it packed with a punch?
But have you ever tasted a Spud?
There's no kick to a potato. Like, you don't bite a potato and go, wow, that's a...
You've had some shitty potatoes.
That's a spicy potato.
I've had some really good potatoes.
They have good potatoes, but they don't pack a punch.
Yeah, they... No.
It's like a jalapeno pepper.
What about patatas bravas? That packs a punch.
But that's because they add stuff to the patatas. It's not just a patatas that has the punch.
Okay. Then you know what? You're MC Spud Bravas. How about that?
Spud Bravas.
There you go. That makes
more
sense.
That's very original.
Makes more sense.
No one will ever forget
See? There you go. All right, let's get. So you've been recording music. Tell me what you've been doing. I know you've been playing out live. You were studying music for a while. You graduated. You're playing out all over the place. You've been playing all over Los Angeles. Tell us where you've been playing.
I have been actually not doing very many shows right now because I'm more focused on the other stuff I've been doing. But last show I played was the L Bar. I've played the Mint. I've played Wits End, you know, the usual places. And I've also done community events over in Pasadena through the school. So, and backgrounds for people too.
She's hustling. That's what I love. You work hard, you play hard. Let's get right into the music. What are you going to play for us first?
Oh, are we doing the live?
Yeah, let's do the live. Let's do the live.
Cool. I'm really excited and kind of nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. It's just Eddie and I.
Yeah.
And a few million
We've
listeners.
Already judged you. So
okay, well.
There's nothing you can do to change our minds.
Okay, well, I might as well. So
that should take the pressure off.
Okay, this song is called Angel in Disguise, and I wrote it with my friend Anton.
Loved it. Yeah. Woo. See, they pack a punch. They
Thank do. You, studio
We give them a lot of cocaine.
You didn't see that when you walked in, did you?
I didn't.
See, they're hiding. They're hiding. They come out.
They're
they come
scaffolding out outside the window.
Cool. It's like the Oscars here. It's crazy. That was awesome. That what was the inspiration awesome. Behind the song?
Oh, I think you know. It's just about a good-looking person.
The trouble. The trouble
hot
in life.
Hot dudes.
Hot dudes. You do a lot of your material about hot dudes, don't you?
I try to. That's what's in my head all the time. Hot dudes.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're doing a record right now, correct?
I'm doing an EP.
That's a record.
So, yeah, I guess a record.
Now, what is an EP?
It means... Actually, I'm going to ask my former student.
All right, because you guys talk about this all the time.
What does EP stand for?
I don't know. Sorry.
Oh, fail. Actually, my dad asked me a long time ago, and I didn't know either, but it means extended play.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which I knew
is,
that.
Which is kind of ironic that it's called extended play.
How come I knew that and you didn't know that?
I knew that.
Well,
I didn't
you
know
did
that.
A long time ago.
She didn't know that. I didn't know it 10 years ago.
I knew it 10 years ago.
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
You did not.
EP, extended play.
I don't believe you. Yeah, yeah. Egg 'em. Yeah.
It's like AM and PM. I know what those mean.
What do they mean?
They mean AM means after midnight.
Okay.
And PM means past morning.
Okay, what about BC and AD?
That's not really true, right?
What about BC and AD? Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Yes. What's BC and AD mean?
BC?
Yeah.
Before whatever that guy's name was.
Yes.
And after, AD? After he died.
Nope.
No. I know that's not after he died, but that's what everyone thinks.
That's what everybody thinks, yeah.
I don't really
It's know. Latin. See, I know some things.
Whatever.
Anyways, so tell us about this EP that you're doing, this extended play. EP is basically a shorter number of songs as a collection.
What constitutes an EP as opposed to an album?
Like five songs would be an EP.
An album
would be 10, 8 to 10.
8 usually. To 10 is an album.
Maybe more, yeah. So if it's a double LP, it'd be like 20 songs. If it's an LP, it's around 10
So a double
songs,
EP is an LP.
A double LP is an LP.
A double EP is an LP.
A double EP it would be an LP, yes, okay. That's true.
So if you released a double EP. So someone should release a double EP just to be funny.
You should do that with your comedy.
Well, that doesn't.
But then it's more production costs. You're yeah. going to...
I'm just saying, as a musician...
Are we done here? Are we do done? Yeah, yeah, I agree, studio audience. Seriously.
Your studio audience sucks.
All right,
it's
so...
free app. It sucks.
So you are recording a record.
Yeah,
Tell us about it. Tell us, like, how did you come up with the collection of songs? What's the vision of the work?
Well, back to where we left off when I was in high school, I was... studying musical theater, and I was doing hip-hop, and I was already doing my own stuff. I always loved, like, the music of Lady Gaga and the music of Britney Spears, and people would kind of hate on me for it, and I don't know, and not just Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, like, pop music in general, Maroon 5, Michael Jackson, Prince, and so I never really delved into it until I came here to Los Angeles. I met my friend Anton, who was also in that your Rockstar
Yeah, he was in my Rockstar 101 class. Mm. Yeah, he was also one of my private lesson students, as were you, Felicia.
I was.
Just these bragging private about
lessons.
My students.
We're going to have to learn
That's
about
right.
these private lessons.
That's right. That's what we learned.
That's how you
about
gave all these A's.
Yeah, you wish you had him when you
private
were in college.
Lessons.
That's right. See? You see that?
Yeah. I had him out of college.
I made my students work. All right, so go ahead.
So anyway, I met him, and we were kind of doing some hip-hoppy, old-school throwback, R&B-ish type of stuff, and he created this song, which is the beat for the song I just played, Angel in the Skies, and it was just straight up pop, like what genre, not like pop rock, pop R&B, just straight up pop,
right?
And we kind of hit it off from there, started writing together, like the top line, like the melody and lyrics. We made a song which we're gonna play today, Make Out in the Bathroom.
Awesome.
Which is the first single.
Awesome.
And
quite a title, Make Out in the Bathroom.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
It's what it seems. It's what you think it is. I don't know. Like, there is a backstory, but I don't know if I really want to delve into it today.
You don't need to.
I think we have an idea.
But it's I don't know, it's kind of an innocent song. A lot of the songs on the radio nowadays are pretty raunchy.
Right.
Like, you know, your booty is like two planets and stuff like that, which has its place.
It's because Eddie's been working
out. It's one of my favorite lyrics.
I could dig it. But don't know. We just wanted to make something kind of more flirty, more innocent. Throw back to when you were in high school at a party and you don't want anyone to know that you're secretly making out with this person. So you sneak away to the bathroom and you have to wipe the lipstick off your face.
The good old days.
Yeah. Mm.
That's to Eddie, that's just called marriage.
That's just life.
You still do that.
Everyday life. Yeah, we always sneak off to make out in the bathroom. Get away from the five-year-old.
It's called parenthood.
Yeah,
it's called awesome. Parenthood.
So is this your first single from the EP?
It is my first single from the EP.
Is this its debut? Is this the debut?
It has been released online, so.
Okay, let me ask this again.
Okay.
Is this the radio debut?
Yes, this is the radio debut.
The internet radio debut.
Fantastic. Gotta applaud that.
Is this the LA Talk Radio debut of this song? On Wake Up Hollywood? Is this the Wake Up Hollywood debut?
This is the Wake Up Hollywood debut. It's the bit. Anyways, let's get right to it. Shall we?
Make up in the bathroom.
Okay, let's do it.
Here we go.
love the hook. It's awesome.
Thank you.
The hook is so good. It's so catchy.
What's a hook?
Hook is like the chorus.
I don't know anything about music. I know nothing.
It's okay. That's
what's right. A hook?
You're an idiot, but it's okay.
I am an idiot. I know nothing about music.
No, a hook is like basically... Actually, you know what? I'm going to give this to my student. Go
tell
ahead.
Me a hook. I don't know. I honestly don't know what a hook is.
Okay, usually when people refer or say the word hook, they're usually referring to the chorus of the song.
Okay.
But it can also be like a catchy riff, just something that hooks you in.
Okay.
Something that's really catchy, like a nice guitar riff, like in Beat It.
So like Vanilla Ice. That's a hook.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
And also Ice Baby.
So that has there's two hooks in that song.
Yes. There's many hooks.
There's many hooks in that song. That song is just nothing but hooks.
Yo, let's kick it. That shit.
Got it.
It's a very hooky song.
Got it.
Very hooky. Very hooky.
Got it.
Very hooky.
Thank you.
Just kidding. Real quick, where can people find you before I forget to ask you this question?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can go to my official website for all the links, though. It's FeliciaAndalong.com.
Spell it out.
That's F-E-L-I-C-I-A. Okay, I'll start over again. FeliciaAndalong.com. FeliciaAndalong.com.
Yeah.
So go there,
and you can find all the links, Twitter, yeah. Instagram, all that stuff.
And it's free too. The single.
That's nice of you.
Yeah,
giving it away for nothing, huh? You're like, here, we want you to hear it.
I really
angry
do.
At you now.
What?
Don't give away that P music.
I hate when people do that because the song's so good. People should buy that stuff.
I think I will put it up on iTunes, but I just want people to hear it more than they want to.
It's a great song, honestly. And you know what? Like, you and Anton are a great team together because you're both, first of all, like, hard workers, and you both really you pay attention to the details, whether it's the vocals, whether it's the harmonies, whether it's the production, it's the beat, the sounds, the tones, all of it. Sounds great. Really sounded great. That's exactly what I expected from both of you.
Yay!
So give Anton a high five from me.
I will.
This is from Nikki. He wanted me to give this to you. Job well done.
Next time I see him, I will.
Is he producing your whole EP?
That is the question that is yet to be answered. But he, so far, yeah. So okay. far, yeah.
And how many songs have you finished?
I want to say three.
You want to say three, or it's three?
Three.
All right. I like that.
So two more, and we have an EP, right?
Two more.
Is that how it works?
You are learning so...
I know.
You
I'm getting it all.
By the end of this,
I'm going to be a super good musician.
And you're going to start taking gigs from all of us.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? I'm going to have to be a comedian.
You guys are fucked.
Yes, we're fucked. You know, her parents could be listening.
I didn't drop the first F-bomb. You dropped the first F-bomb.
You did.
No, you did.
No,
we were talking about the USC game at the beginning. You dropped the F-bomb.
I said sucker punched.
Nope. You dropped the F-bomb first.
I may have.
You did. It's recorded. We know.
Every now and then. It's recorded.
You opened up the floodgates. Now I can just say fuck all I want.
Yeah.
So where can we see you play live? I know you're taking some time off, but are you going to do a CD release? Are you doing any shows or any open mics or anything that you're doing regularly?
You know, I'm just going to take this opportunity to say follow me on social media because I don't know the answer to that question right now. I had a really good gig at El Bar, so I'm probably going to play that gig again. But I want to come with you with details. I wish I had like a show date. Oh, I just
that's
had
all right.
it.
That's
so.
All right. Where did you play? When did you play at El Bar? And where is El Bar?
El Bar is kind of near here, like kind of in the Hollywood Hills area. Okay. And I played it on last Sunday. It was it's like a singer-songwritery night on Sunday nights called Musique. And it's super cool, actually, the other acts that come down. It wasn't with a full band or anything, but it was
acoustic.
Not boring. It was not boring.
That's how much awesome. Time do you get? Or did you get?
An hour.
An hour?
Eddie gets a little bitter because as comics, he only gets like 8 minutes.
Oh
yeah, but we don't have to bring equipment and stuff and set up.
Well,
and break down.
That's optional. You could play to a track. We always try to outdo each other with which one's more inconvenient.
Who's got the worst career path?
So you play there. Are you going to play there again on a Sunday night?
Yeah, I would play there again, but it's not in the works yet. So
I saw Felicia perform at a bar. I think it was East LA?
I think it was the airliner.
And it was fucking bad. It was awesome. She was just
okay, first of all, it came off really bad. The first you said it was fucking bad.
No, but I mean like bad as shit.
No,
like,
you gotta say badass.
Okay, it was
You can't just say it was fucking bad.
No, it was fucking bad. Like, that's what I say when something's really fucking amazing. I say that's fucking bad.
Yeah, but
bad.
The way you said it, even she agrees that it made it sound like
Alicia, I'm sorry. Well, what I meant is it was kick-ass.
Okay, good.
It was totally radical. It was awesome.
Badass.
Thank
even
you.
Rad.
You're so white, Eddie. I'm just kidding.
I don't hide from it.
No. No, it was awesome, honestly. And I was just sitting there going, this kid's ready for superstardom. She's just going to just keep kicking
Do you
ass.
Incorporate a lot of, when you perform live, do you incorporate a lot of your, like, because you said you grew up in musical theater with a lot of dancing and stuff. Do you do a lot of that? Do a lot of showmanship when you perform? Or are you more just behind the keyboard singing?
It depends on the venue and what my, but yeah, no, yeah. I would say yeah.
She gets into it.
I don't do like super choreography like
no yeah, but just
stuff,
like
but yeah, and we learned that in school too, how to do that, and that's what I like to do, and that's what, and I don't like to play the keyboard all the time. Whenever I do my gigs, I don't play all the time because I like that, and I like, I'm like the girl at the party that just starts dancing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense that you had that background. They would incorporate that into what you do.
Yeah, she'll play a couple tunes, and then she'll get out from behind the piano and just start dancing, and she always has, like, killer musicians in her band, and it's, like, definitely, like, when I think about young artists, I think about her, because I'm like, okay, I have faith people like this are going to be working in the industry, because most young artists aren't that, like, together as far as their vision of what they want to do musically or what their ability is or even how passionate they are about writing songs, and she's got all of that. So that was one of the biggest reasons I wanted her on the show, is to showcase all of that, which she's doing. And let's showcase it again by having you play another song. What are you going to play for your last song?
This is a special request by Nikhil Karula.
That's right. Was this the first song that you ever played me?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, awesome. This, honestly, Eddie, she came into... Wait, you came into my... You requested me because of, I think, Kira, right? Kira Hooks?
Yeah, Kira Hooks.
So she... We didn't even meet, and she requested me for private lessons. So she walks into my studio, and she plays me this song. And I was sitting there going, holy shit. This is a cut above and beyond what most students here are doing. So I actually asked her, I said, you got to play this song. I love hearing this song. And hopefully you're recording it. I don't know if you are. I don't think you are. But if you are, you should. If you're not, you should. You should.
It's not going to be on the EP, but it will.
It will be on a record.
Recorded one
day. I'm going to tell you something, too. Like, I played you guys a song once on piano, and Felicia was like, dude, you got to record that. And I was like, okay, I'm going to record that because Felicia thinks it's badass. So I'm recording a song because you think it's badass. You have to record this song because I think it's badass.
All right, I will record this.
All right, what is the name of the song? And play it again.
It is called Never Get Enough. Moved down to Pasadena, left the love of my life to buy a ticket to the stars before I missed the flight. Met a boy with pretty eyes who could only do me good. But even though he loves me right, it don't feel the way it should. He'll love me till the sun comes up. I'll love you when the world ends. He'll love me till I've had enough. But darling, I'll never get enough of you. Driving down the freeway, things were going cool. Then I heard a song on the radio reminding me of you. Ooh, I'm a free spirit, baby, and it's time for me. He'll love me till the sun comes up. I'll love you when the world ends. He'll love me till I've had enough. But darling, I'll never get enough of you. I can't get enough of you. How am I supposed to say? darling, I'll never get enough of you.
God, I love that song. So good.
Oh, there we are.
What'd you do?
Well, they wanted to stop so you could talk.
Jeez.
And they were like,
but
now
it's good to know that our studio audience, we can just like cut them off. If
shut
we
up, everybody.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
Felicia, you got to keep that song in your set every show. It's so good.
Oh,
so,
thank
so
you.
Good. Man, so good. What'd you think, Eddie? You like it?
It was good. It was very different than the other two songs you played.
Yeah.
It's way different.
Way different. So that's not going to be on the EP, but you know,
soon you're going to record.
Soon.
It's a good B side. Do you have B sides on EPs?
You don't, but you did in the day. But now you don't. But it's yes, you could make it a B side, and I'm telling you, there's
see,
something about,
music.
That track. Look at you with your B sides, Eddie. You're my B side.
It's because you know Ledbetter, the greatest song of all time, was a B side.
That's true. He's a big Pearl Jam fan, as you can tell.
All my music knowledge comes to fruition.
No, Felicia, you are amazing
thank
today.
You.
Thank you for being a guest on our show.
And where can we get you again? What's your website?
So it's FeliciaAndalong.com. FeliciaAndalong.com. Felicia Andolong.
I got a fun question for you, though.
://
And you know what? A lot of artists don't always want to think about this, but I'm going to ask you a fun question.
Okay.
Tell me where you see yourself in 10 years.
All I want is to have a nice life, a nice apartment in LA, and to be writing songs.
I like that.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're already doing
that. You can do that in 5 years.
I hope I can do it in 5 years.
I think you can do it in 5 years.
You can do it in 5 years.
I think you will do it in 5 years.
I think. Isn't she amazing? She's amazing.
Yes. Very
and
talented.
You know what's awesome? It's like she's like this little spud packed with a bunch
spud.
Of bravas punch.
There we go. Bravas.
And then you
MC.
Just like, you know, you hear you sing. Even like I've heard you sing 1,000 times before, but even hearing you now, I'm like, man, she's ready. She's ready, world. Kick the door open and take her now.
Well, I'm here, so thank you. And thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Of course.
Thank you for coming.
Blast. Yeah, it was just so much fun.
So check her out at one more time.
FeliciaAndalong.com.
Okay, and check and Nikhil out somewhere.
At Eddie's show, heckling
Eddie's show.
Him in the back.
And I'll be on Access TV on Thursday.
This Thursday? This Thursday. Is it live?
Yeah, 7 p.m. Here, 10 p.m. on the East Coast, live.
Can I ask somebody to throw some Rotten Tomatoes at you?
Please. I hope you do.
If there's any lull.
That would be awesome.
Are you doing any new
material? There'll be lots of lulls.
Are you doing any art? Are you doing all old stuff?
I'm mixing stuff. I'm thinking about doing the Han Solo bit. I'm not sure.
Oh, you got to do the Han Solo bit.
Not sure.
We'll have to play it for Felicia another time.
But anyway.
Another time, another place.
So check us all out.
Check us all out.
With all of our stuff.
Check us out.
It's
very weird science-ish.
All right. But thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Wake Up Hollywood.
Felicia Andalong, you are amazing.
FeliciaAndalong.com. Nikhil Carolla.
Thank you.
Carolla? You said Carolla?
Carolla.
You heard the guy at the beginning. Carolla. NKBand.com. EddiePence.com. FeliciaAndalong.com. This is Wake Up Hollywood. Good night.